Hallelujah. Good morning and welcome to worship, this interfaith worship at St. Luke and our annual Mariners Sunday. We're so happy to have all of you. If you're visiting with us for the first time, we're especially happy to have you and extend a warm welcome. Captain Livingstone will in a minute do more proper greetings and welcomes, but I do want to take a moment to thank Rabbi Henry Schreibman and Sister Carla Kovac for joining us today in this interfaith service, as well as an old friend from seminary, Jameson help me.
Privoznak.
There we go. So glad to have you. And so I'd also just a little bit of housekeeping at this time. If you're not sure whether you've silenced your phones or even if you are, I encourage you now to take a moment to do so, so that we can worship God together. And now let us take a deep breath and worship, welcoming all faiths and one God into this house of worship.
It's on. I am faith and dreams and steel and wood. O God, be at my side, for the sea is so great and I so small. That's an old Breton fisherman's poem that we all know, or most of us. Carrying on with a 30-year tradition here at St. Luke's Mariners Sunday, we're going to take some time to invite the yacht clubs here today to have one individual, if you're the Commodore, that would be who you are, to stand briefly and let's be recognized. Let's start over here. I know you're in here. Any yacht club? Here we go. Mia. San Francisco. Okay. Kim Schaefer, past immediate past Commodore Corinthian Yacht Club. Sir. St. Francis Yacht Club. And that's a bold, noble name, that Livingston. Yes, sir. Welcome.
Do you want this for the blowing of that?
No.
I don't think so.
And an engineer. We're going to forgive him for that. St. Francis. Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Captain Sweeney.
Yes, sir.
Little Venice Island Yacht Club. Little Venice Yacht Club. Jim. Okay. Well, thank you for coming. At this time, we would also like to invite all of you who have ever or still do business on great waters to stand with me and be recognized. Now, Captain Stump and Captain Hurt, that means you have to stand. And if you don't, I'm going to break into karaoke and this whole service is going down the tubes. Don't be the reason the service went down the tubes. Just stand briefly, all of you who have done business on great waters. It is my honor to call you my colleagues. Thank you. 30 years ago when Mariner Sunday started, it focused on yachting on the bay. That still holds, but more broadly, we now dedicate this service to those that do business on great waters, but especially to those that have lost their lives at sea in the last year. And in 2015, far too many of those lives, ladies and gentlemen, were children. On great waters, not doing business. On great waters, in desperation. God, bless those that go down to the sea, the displaced, the forgotten, the very young. No stone or cross marks the place where they fell. No wreath can be laid by mother or father or kin or friend on the graves of those lost at sea. John F. Kennedy, 1963, said that. And he also said the following at the opening to the America's Cup with Australia in 1962. A very famous remark, but appropriate today. And I quote, "I really don't know why it is that all of us are so committed to the sea, except I think it's because, in addition to the fact that the sea changes and the light change and the ships change, it's because we all come from the sea. It's an interesting biological fact that all of us have in our veins the exact same amount of salt in our blood that exists in the ocean. And therefore, we have salt in our blood, we have salt in our sweat, and we have salt in our tears. We are tied to the ocean. And when we go back to the sea, whether it's to sail it or watch it, we are going back from whence we came." Amen, President Kennedy.
Amen.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Chaplain Jameson Privoznak. I am a lieutenant in the United States Navy, but I'm not really here representing the Navy. I heard y'all were singing Anchors Away, so I had to wear my uniform, I guess, huh? Anytime, you know, you gotta put on the uniform. I'm actually here as the chaplain for the Seafarers Ministry of the Golden Gate. And I'm here to present a minute for mission for this 70-year-old ministry in San Francisco Bay. It did start in about 1946, 1947 in San Francisco when a retired Swedish Baptist minister came to San Francisco. And at that time, the seafarer's world, the mariner world, was dominated by Swedish people. So he came to San Francisco, and they bought a house in San Francisco, and they had a mission where seafarers can come, stay in the house, provide hospitality, worship service, and such. And over a few years, that ministry started to grow and grow, and as the shipping industry went from San Francisco to Oakland, the ministry went there as well. And over the past few years, it has evolved into a great ecumenical ministry where it did start and is under the auspices of the Baptist Church. However, I am a Presbyterian minister, so I am here encouraging everybody to learn about the Seafarers Ministry of the Golden Gate. So what we do, who's ever seen one of those big merchant ships go underneath the Golden Gate Bridge? Who knows that there's actually 25 people on that ship? One, just one, just one guy. There's about 25 people running the ship that you see go under the Golden Gate Bridge. And just a couple, I think last week or so, one of the largest merchant ships ever built in the world, the CMA Benjamin Franklin. Who's seen that on the news? The Benjamin Franklin. Yeah, it's actually a very, very big ship. It came into the port of Oakland the second time now, and that ship has about 30 seafarers on it. So what I do as the chaplain of the Seafarers Ministry of the Golden Gate, I'll go onto a ship like that that comes into port in the port of Oakland, and I'll go on the ship and we'll provide religious services, spiritual services, hospitality. We sell phone cards. We sell souvenirs. We'll sell any of that kind of stuff. We'll take people, seafarers, out into the town of Emeryville so they can go buy hygiene stuff. We have a seafarers club at the Port of Oakland. Who's ever been to the Port of Oakland? There's a couple of us, yeah. Who's not been to the Port of Oakland? Yeah, you can actually go to the Port of Oakland. And we have a seafarers club there, and where the seafarers can come, and we have computers, we have free internet, we have all this kind of stuff for the seafarers to come and get off the ship for a little bit. Okay, because the Bible calls us to provide care for those who are lonely in heart and spirit, not just in money as well. A lot of the seafarers, they come from some of the poorest countries in the world. Most of the seafarers that are on these ships, the crew, pretty much they're all from the Philippines, Indonesia, Sri Lanka, India, and China. Some of those seafarers, such as the Philippines, they can get off the ship. The ship owner will buy their visa for them. However, a lot of the Chinese-owned ships, the Chinese crew cannot get off the ship. So imagine that. A lot of us have beautiful yachts and we sail all over the place. Imagine you sailed somewhere and you really wanted to go there, but you couldn't get off your boat. Right? So that's a lot of the Chinese crew. They sail all around the world for 2, 3, 4 months, and they can't even get off the ship. So that's why it's important for us to go onto the ship, care for all the seafarers that come into the port, so that we spread our message of Christ loving all seafarers that need to be loved, that need to be cared for.
Amen.
Amen. So I am here to not only tell you about our ministry, our mission in the world. I'm here to invite you to be a part of our ministry, of our mission. Of course, I brought all my flyers, all my stuff. I'll put it in the back after worship service. So we want you to come, of course, donate, help our ministry financially so we can carry it on into the future. We want you to come down to the Port of Oakland. Come down to the Seafarers Club. It's actually, I guarantee you, it's the most beautiful spot in the entire San Francisco Bay Area, if you've never been there. So I really want you to come and be part of it. Volunteer, be a ship visitor, and we're having a Swedish pancake fundraiser, so we want you to be part of that as well. So I'll give you all the stuff after the worship service. Thank you very much.
Stay right there. Call to worship.
Now, let us quiet our minds, quiet our hearts, and quiet our spirit. for our call to worship.
Please rise as you are able in body and or spirit for the call to worship.
Praise Adonai.
To whom all praise is due.
Blessed be Adonai.
To whom all praise is due, now and forever.
And now.
Amen. You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children to come up, please. Hi, come on up. And Dominic, maybe just a little more volume on the, there, that's great, much better, thank you. So I know there's lots of children in here, I saw them, where'd they all go? They went to the, okay, so, well, we got two right here, so, and I know that there's the child in all of us. So look at this thing. What's this?
A steering wheel.
A steering wheel, that's right. And so it steers us, and so let's just pretend we want to get that way, right? Okay? And somewhere straight ahead is the answer we've been searching for. I know you're not searching for very much at your age. Maybe you're searching for your blanket. Maybe you're searching for your binky. Maybe you're searching for a treat, or your mommy, or your daddy. But let's just say straight ahead is the thing that we're all looking for. And so here we go. But no, maybe this straight ahead way works for me. Maybe for Jameson here, he says, oh, wait a minute. This straight away thing is just not getting me where I want to go. So I'm going to go maybe just a little bit that way, down that path. And then maybe, Caleb, maybe you and Grandma say, no, maybe that way's not really the way that's going to take me to find the things I want. So I'm going to go maybe down that way. See, there's all these different ways we can go in life. In my family, my mom started out Catholic. She went that way. And then she said, no, I'm going to be a Sufi. I'm going to go that way. And then my sister said, neither one of those things worked for me. I want to be Jewish. And so she went over that way. And then my father said, you know, none of that works. I'm an atheist. And so he went over that way. And then my other sister said, no, that's not going to work for me. I want to be Baha'i. So she went over that way. But you know what? It all leads to the same place, the center of that wheel, that thing we all want, that thing we call God. Many, many, many ways to get there. And all the people said, amen. Okay, you may go and join all the other children. There's about 3,000 across at our new nursery. Right from there is fine. Lord God, who alone spreadest out the heavens and rulest the raging of the sea, who hast compassed the waters with bounds until day and night come to an end, be pleased to receive into thy almighty and most gracious protection the persons of us thy servants and the fleet or ship in which we serve. Preserve us from the dangers of the sea, that we may return in safety to enjoy the blessings of the land with the fruits of our labor and with a thankful remembrance of thy mercies to praise and glorify thy holy name. Amen. We continue now in silence. Whole people of God, all people of God, we are loved. We do nothing to earn that love. We are loved freely, in forgiveness and in grace. God's mercy on all people. Amen.